Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Jim Cole here. Jim, you introduced me to two technologies. First, you've had 13 years of experience with the Sonic Life Machine, and the kind of story is interesting because a gentleman was a speaker expert in South Korea, a genius at it, got in a car accident, got brain injury and hearing loss. His brother-in-law, I believe, was a Qigong master, so he decided to take these Asian Qigong frequencies and put them through the woofer, and he managed to get recovery. Now, he's an older man now. He died a year or so ago, because I guess he was in his 80s or 90s. He was an old guy.
Something like that, right?
Yeah. Now, what I've done is actually, do you remember, we talked about this in the break, Dr. Vol. Vol was a Russian doctor that back, many, many years ago, was doing research and looking at acupoints and trying to figure out if there's a quantum circuits in the body. Now, I've gone further than Dr. Vol. Over 20 years ago, I used the Keithy Enterprises machine to actually monitor the spectral frequencies of quantum biocircuits, whether it's cancer or autoimmune disease. And you can actually get specific frequencies, spectral analysis, and specific data, actual numerical data. This goes even beyond Rife, what I discovered. And I didn't publish it, didn't want it stolen or turned into a weapon, because to be honest with you, what I discovered could be weaponized in the most subtle and dangerous weapon in human history. In fact, it can also be used remotely to affect somebody even at a great distance. So it's something that's, because of the quantum entangled universe, people don't really understand this. I do. Quantum bio-entanglement of the quantum universe, you've got to understand that when you're using a sonic life machine, you can put in atomic frequencies. And my goal is eventually to develop a way of broadcasting in specific resonant frequencies for specific illnesses. We have that now, and I custom make it for people. It takes a little bit of work. Some people say, well, I don't have any health problems. I say, well, then I got to work to decide which frequencies I want you to have best. The most important are the core frequencies to make sure that you're activating all your genes and repair processes and antioxidants. And what's happening with our electro pollution in our world is actually doing gene silencing, shutting off our genes. So epigenetic frequency therapy is two things. One, reduce your, with things like less EMF, the electro pollution affecting your body. And number two, start using epigenetic frequency therapy, whether it's lumen, photon. The best way to deliver the frequencies is a sonic life. In fact, they put a woofer in the bottom of the machine. If you get a professional, it's just two woofers, not just one. And that woofer basically generates the electromagnetic frequencies and the sound. What I worked out is the atomic frequencies based on research from Linus Pauling on resonant frequencies for the atomic plasma resonance of minerals. I've added amino acids, which weren't previously in his research. And I've discovered that the black keys on the keyboard of your DNA are minerals, and the white keys are amino acids. And I'm working on a way of actually generating frequencies and harmonics. In other words, you know, the first or sixth or fifth harmonic, and eventually how to convert, you know, even music. So, you know, like you can get the the 432 musical app right now and convert music to 432. What my eventual copyright and patent will be, once we have it all applied, will allow us to do that. But it's going to be sometime down the road. I have to do quite a bit more research before I release it, and I'm not going to talk about it much more here, but if you're requesting a custom thing, you need a consultation, I usually will recommend a Metapathia Hunter scan, either, you know, we fly in here or I do it remotely. I recommend blood testing and other things, test kits to find out what the actual health problems are. And I can actually pull up from your metapathy enter scan the specific minerals and amino acids that need to be in your frequency spectra in order to assist it stimulating your DNA to heal you. And we can actually pull it from the specific frequency tables of the Metapathy Hunter scan. Now, I'm looking at another machine that may have a few more bells and whistles on it, kind of biophilia, but it could be later in the fall or early next year before I actually bring that technology in. And, of course, I'm doing research that goes beyond just the normal use of the machine, using radionics and long-range broadcasting, not only with diagnostics but therapeutics. So I can send a radionic frequency that can affect you at a distance, too. Now, just so you what I'm doing is pretty whiz-bang. I mean, I stand on the shoulders of all these other scientists like Dr. Vohl, Dr. Linus Pauling, you know, Max Planck and others, Albert Einstein, etc. But I see further because I'm standing on their shoulders, obviously. That's how Sir Isaac Newton said it, and I think it's an appropriate approach. I've asked enough questions that I've revised my viewpoint of what the world is. And the most important part of your body is what's called the infobody, or the quantum biocircuit hologram that actually makes your genes, switches your genes on and off in real time in picoseconds. That actually is present over your enzymatic and your genetic induction body, so that your informational body is the most important thing in your body. It's literally the hologram that makes you, and it condenses into physical structural proteins and enzymes by gene induction. Interesting, hey? So, you know, that's really explains things like, why do you get rheumatoid arthritis in the right knee, although you got antibodies that can attack the left, and the left knee is perfectly fine. I found out when I did the research going back over 40 years ago, when I worked with Dr. John Woodbury, that there's no electrical activity there, and eventually over 20 years ago I discovered using a microcircuit analyzing machine called the Keithy Enterprises Microcircuit Analyzer and Picovolts Microapps, I can actually map the body out. And I can actually pull the frequencies that goes way beyond what Rife did. I also know how to do what's called treatment frequencies, which I'm developing too. So a lot of stuff I'm doing is very unique. It goes beyond even the Nonlinear Institute in the Netherlands and in China, who are doing a lot of this research. My work is actually standing and going beyond what they're doing by quite a bit. So eventually, of course, popularize this and train other people to be able to do this. The neat thing about it is we can actually do a Metapathy Hunter scan or a biophilia scan and actually look at your quantum informational body. And then we actually can order test kits, blood test kits, imaging studies, genetic studies, etc., to quantitatively verify what we see in your info body. And then we can actually go back there and also affect the info body. In fact, we talked about other technologies that are being developed that can affect what's called the info body at a distance, because your informational or quantum holographic body determines what happens in the enzymatic and gene induction body. Interesting. Hey, there's a hierarchy there. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
In other words, there's an element of artificial intelligence. Now, I went. I want to just deviate for a second here. I went today to my McCormick Dental Image in Escondido. And I've had obstructive apnea for 25-plus years, and I've been on CPAP for all that time, and I'm going to eventually get off it. And the reason is I actually did a digital laser scan of all my teeth, and I'm actually going to do a 3D epigenetic remodeling with a special dental appliance called the VivosLife.com. I mentioned this before on the show, and some people, that's exciting. It actually will remodel my airway so I won't need to use CPAP anymore. Now, we do that same thing genetically with the Sonic Life. We actually remodel your genes, because think of it this way. If you ask, you know, an anomaly is always an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. The most athletic people on Earth are the people that have exposed to famine in the past, and they had specific gene complexes like the people of the steppe of, you know, Tajikistan, okay, and the Pima Indians. For example, 300 years ago, if we could teleport in the past, those 300-year-old Pima Indians that would run across the desert and outrun a wild fox, 120 miles at 110, 115-degree temperature, and suck barrel cactus juice to survive and keep their osmolality normalized, we'd realize that the same genetics that make these people super athletes in our diet and our North American environment makes half of them diabetic and in renal failure by the time they're 40 and having heart attacks. Wow. So in other words, it depends on which books you read. For example, if you've got a library, you can have X-rated magazines there, but if you have a specific area where the kids, if you want to call it, can't read those, or you can only read the good books and make you smarter and more competent, and sports books how to make you a really good athlete, then your body says, hey, I'm reading from the right books and I'm fine. So in other words, you've got a whole range of different epigenetic DNA that's recorded down to your body. Some of those gene complexes, depending on the environment and the diet, would actually make you a super athlete and live really long. And depending on your diet and epigenetic exposure, you read from the wrong books, your body says, okay, we're going to make you diabetic and make you blind now. So I don't think we approach that disease that way. We have to approach it as an informational hologram, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I'm a kind of a weird massophile. I have had chronic insomnia forever. And so I programmed in the middle of the night on the mainframe computers 48 years ago, back in the early 70s. And what I discovered is actually I've figured out how to actually make a neurotronic, artificially intelligent, quantum biocircuit. And nobody else, including Elon Musk, knows how to do it. They do simulated artificial intelligence. Well, I don't want to release the technology because I don't want a cyber god. But I want people to understand we have to understand the quantum body or we can't fix you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And so we were talking about this. In fact, I'm looking at the new technology on the Biophilia Tracker, which is their newer device that they developed, and it's a nonlinear system. What I'm doing is going well beyond that. In fact, I can actually, using a oscilloscopic spectral analyzer, analyze the quantum biocircuits and actually turn off the harmonic frequencies. So what I'm working on is the idea of actually shutting off by neutralizing these harmonic frequencies or quantum biocircuits for disease states. So if you get cancer, rather than just trying to give a chemotherapy agent, you give basically a diagnostic frequency that actually shuts off the quantum biocircuit. And the same kind of thing going on with disease. So the Biophilia has some of this capacity, but I'm going to expand it considerably. So the technology I'm working on eventually will actually rearrange which books you read from your library of your DNA in real time and actually rearrange the quantum biocircuits. Pretty cool, eh?
Wow.
Now,
amazing.
I want to make the statement, but I don't want anybody to kind of misuse it or abuse it. But I worked out how to make it what's called a neurotron circuit, which basically is a fuzzy logic, stochastic, nonlinear program circuit that actually simulates real artificial intelligence. Everything they talk about with Elon Musk is simulated AI. Now, AI is very dangerous. In fact, it's been predicted that whichever country develops AI and releases it actually is going to dominate the world, and that's true. Now, I predicted and told people this as long as 1999 with the Prophecy Club that that country is America. I used to be one of the above top secret contract doctors at CECOM and afterward worked on other projects for the U.S. government at above top secret, which is the same level as the president. And I've been programming and nonlinear programming for almost close to 50 years on mainframe computers in Pascal, PL1, and machine language. And I worked out how to actually make a quantum biocircuit that would simulate real AI, not just artificial like Elon Musk's and their programmers developing algorithms. This is where the machine itself would develop its own self-generated algorithms. The problem is with the danger of a machine like that, eventually, if it had access to every database on Earth, which is the problem of software, it could destroy the planet and decide that we're just a pest. Okay? Now, why is this important? It's important because we're on the edge of artificial intelligence where we're not going to have diagnostics. that will allow us to even narrow down 95%. For example, when I do a quantum testing with a Metapathy Hunter scan, even remotely, and it can be any country on Earth, it can be in Tehran. In fact, I'm planning on doing one on a gentleman in Tehran who had a stroke. And all I need to do is have his information, and I can actually do a quantum biocircuit because I'm a medical empath. And his quantum data is entangled with my, you know, higher dimensional body. And it'll come out, and then I can determine what blood tests to do, which are confirmatory. I can send test kits to him and confirm what I suspected based on the pre-diagnostic quantum scan. Pretty cool, eh? In other words,
very cool.
I've actually discerned exactly the structure and nature of the universe that goes. It integrates well with, for example, the idea of black holes and quantum entanglement and all those other things. I've actually worked out how the structure of the universe is regulated. Now, in ancient times, those people were people that worked with orimus, which is monatomic gold, or they worked with other elements. In fact, my ancestor Moses, could make monatomic gold because it amplifies the histone proteins of your DNA and your signal. The model they talk about for aging is called Brogeria with short telomeres. And your telomere is the little antenna that talks to your ion channels to regulate your genes. So if you have short telomeres, your genes get silenced. Well, you get the same gene silencing caused by electropollution from smart meters, cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, and dirty electricity. So the sonic life actually not only does that, it counteracts it. Now, I have an antenna system I can broadcast to the air, and I'm going to start working with their engineers in Los Alamos, New Mexico, for the Lumen machine. But the best way to deliver those frequencies now is the sonic life. There's no comparison. 10 minutes a day with the specific frequencies is mind-blowing. And you got to understand, when you start waking up those genes, things can also temporarily can go off kilter. So you got to, you know, reduce inflammation as your body's regenerating. Because especially now we have Red Deer Velvet DR and the epigenetic frequency treatment, you can actually have a flare-up as you're actually in the process of rebuilding your tissues. Pretty cool, eh?
Wow. Really cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So what that means eventually is I worked out the quantum electrical physiology and quantum physics of how eventually we're going to be able to grow specific limbs for, say, veterans blown up. And when the limb gets up to a specific size in the laboratory, we can transplant it back onto them. Pretty cool, eh?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Or an eyeball or even in de novo, when a person regenerates brain tissue if they got a bullet and part of their brain was ripped out or they had a stroke.
Right.
We're going to be able to actually not only surgically remove the tissue, but regenerate the tissue in the organized, in the damaged organ, and even retransplant organs back in. They're biologically and histocompatibly identical to your body. Now, in the future, that's why what I'm developing is the science of quantum anti-aging biophysics. And I'm presenting lectures every week to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and that's why I was so excited when I believe it was kind of one of these destiny things when you brought the sonic life machine to me, because I've been working in this area now for 40 years. My first lecture was in 1982 to the Department of Biophysics. Now, the next thing that's really cool is an ultra neuraxis is the cannabinoid receptors, and hemp, actually. You don't need marijuana, which is Delta-9 THC. I'm a toxicologist also for the DOD, Department of Defense, Department of Energy, and the Olympic team, etc. You don't need marijuana. Hemp oil supplies all the cannabinoids you need. But if you have a nanotech liposomal delivery system with a meter dose pump, wow, you got something cool. And I'm going to tell you, whether you're trying to fight cancer or stress hormones or diabetic control or whatever, hemp oil is another major breakthrough that you introduced me to. And I'm not sure, you're like a sniffer dog. You're able to find all these cool things and then bring them to somebody like me. They'll just ask more questions, figure, what else can I do with this? Well, I found you can put it on somebody's skin and it actually helps them lose not only the pain, but also have some mobilized fat.
Right.
You can put it over an organ. For example, if you put the CBD oil over a cancer and add to it our curcumin and pregnenolone cream, it'll turn off precancerous changes. I have one lady in Arizona who's a chemist. She used this, and guess what? Her skin cancer is going away. She had skin cancer, even had a biopsy. The damn thing's going away. So we have to understand, what is it doing? Well, remember, as you start normalizing the tissue, whether it's high-dose Power C, for example, if you get up to 60 to 90 grams of Power C a day, you can turn cancer off. It can't spread when you're taking that much vitamin C. Do you know that?
Wow.
You can't die from septic shock. You can't die from septic shock if you have enough high-dose Power C. You can be in a coma. If I put a feeding tube down and give you 60 to 90 grams a day by feeding tube while you're in an induced coma, you can't die of septic shock because it's not the pathogen that kills you. It's your own immune system and your cytokines that kill you, cause cardiac arrest.
Right.
Wow. Same way, if somebody's got pulmonary hypertension, they're going to die of congestive heart failure and develop pulmonary edema. It's not the your vessels, your heart is failing, it's all of a sudden a massive burst of cytokines that gets blood pulmonary pressure so high you literally drown in your own saliva and mucus secretions in your lungs, and you get anoxic cardiac arrest. Now, doctors don't ask enough questions to realize that every way they approach disease, whether it's vascular disease, for example, we have people now that when I refer them for, say, instead of getting a bypass surgery or a stent, I tell them get ECCP therapy, which is extracorporeal counterpulsation, get a sonic life machine. This machine reverses heart failure, reduces cellulite, it reverses vascular disease by retraining your blood vessels to contract in response to the shearing force of your heart with the aorta pulsing to the arteries, doesn't it? So people's blood pressure drops, their perfusion improves, their edema goes away, whole body vibration releases. Yeah, blood sugar, it stabilizes the vascular response to the shearing force of your aorta, telling your arteries to pulse and push the blood forward to your tissue. It's unbelievable. So Sonic Life does a lot of stuff.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. I think I'm going to cover in some of these segments coming up to hour number three with John W. Spring a couple of important geopolitical issues. Firstly, as a medical legal expert and like half a lawyer, I would say that the Christine's attack against Kavanaugh has a number of anomalies. Number one, she's got incorrect information in her statement. She's actually saying she's not necessarily going to show up for the hearing. I think if she doesn't commit today, the hearing should be canceled with her cross-examining. Making these kind of accusations when a number of women have stated this man doesn't have a pattern. In other words, if you look at other people in the Me Too movement, they have a pattern of bad behavior, whether it's Hollywood or elsewhere. There's no pattern here. Therefore, it's extremely unlikely that this statement, when there was no police report or any corroboration from any friends or anybody else, that this, in fact, happened. And when you look at the background of the person, I would say I would dismiss it. So I would say, unless we get a commitment today that she's going to show up for the hearing, and she has to come up with material facts, he's categorically refused that he wasn't even in this party or the building. So it sounds to me like it's been manufactured or it's a false memory. Now, by the way, a lot of women who have gone through traumatic problems in relationships have false memories, especially if there's no corroborating evidence whatsoever or wasn't immediately reported to police, their friends, parents, or anybody else. So I would say it'd be dismissive and say, let's proceed with nominating Kavanaugh. I would also say that you can't prejudge what he's going to say in specific laws, but it's my guess that several things are going to come out of this. Number one, we're going to return to a constitutional republic where the judiciary has less power to take away power away from the president and from the Congress. And that's good. And it means that if he has a hearing and he talks about settled law, it's not settled law regarding Roe versus Wade. It is settled regarding the Second Amendment. The fact is, you're not going to be able to take away people's guns or do all the kind of limitations that the big credit card companies and others are doing. Like in the state of New York, the governor's actually pushed the credit card companies to do things that actually are basically taking away people's rights nationally by using financial and other incentives. The other thing that we're going to start seeing, I think, is an element where you're going to see them either pushing the big tech companies to act like utilities rather than open up themselves to lawsuits, because if they're sued, people, for example, like Alex Jones, I'll join his lawsuit as well as many millions of other Americans, or thousands, and the thousands of people who've joined St. Alex's lawsuit will sue these companies into oblivion. They'll cease to exist. I also think a real simple way is to make sure that their data that they gather is open source. So anybody that wants to set up an alternative media, for example, one of the ones that I have is called OneWay.com. And if you go to OneWay.com, you can actually look at my site, and you can actually see my OneWay.com site. So you just pull up Dr. Bill Deagle, you'll see my OneWay site. I'm going to learn how to actually post the shows over there. It's conservative, and it's not going to be manipulated by the government. But I'd say there's two things you need to do. Make them utilities. Number two, make the data open to everybody that's being collected, whether it's Google or other so small spin-off companies. The same way is the data being collected by Amazon should be made open source, so other companies that want to sell their specific products have open source access to the database being built by these. So it's not a private database. It's a public database for people with specific desires and needs, whatever, so that big companies don't become colossal or become like an artificially intelligent giant monster that basically is crushing all the other types of business. The same thing goes with artificial intelligence, and there's all simulated artificial intelligence. We don't want giant databases like the system that's mentioned in the Bible, the Mark of the Beast system, and it says already that this system will die after 1260 days because they're going to launch it during the time of the tribulation. When that happens, that system will try to take digital control of everybody's finances and whereabouts and every action you take. And if they can even hack into human consciousness, they'll try to insert thoughts. So eventually that will end up with the downfall of these computer systems, and the best way to do it is set up rules now so they don't dominate people and become a cyber god, because that's a very real danger. The databases, even as they're simulated AI, can get control of the population, their finances, and try to steer people in a specific direction. We see it from the big tech companies. They can be simply pushed to have open source all their data that they're collecting for everybody else, and secondly act as utilities. We don't want it open to lawsuits because it just makes their lawyers rich and tie companies up and crush everybody, so no companies can actually provide the services like a utility. So we want that information available to the public, but we want to have open source, and we want that fixed. Well, it's my guess that I'm a little bit more positive than Josh Bernstein. I think that Trump is going to get more senators, and he's going to get more congresspersons. One of the things I find particularly distressing is that the funding of some of these people like Beto O'Rourke fighting Senator Ted Cruz in Texas. If Beto managed to win, because he's got a tremendous amount more money and funding, it would destroy Texas. And if Texas becomes like California, which is one of the first steps is to defeat major senators like Cruz, that would probably start to destroy the Republic. Now, the powers that be think somehow they can steer the mass of human beings and get away with it. Humans won't respond unless they really finally push to the point where they have to respond. Most people are what I call several levels of activation. The first are the people who are always aware of the state of the world. They're like 0.1%. Then there's the first responders. Those are people 4-5%, and when they see things moving, they respond pretty quickly. Then there's the secondary responders. That's about another 15-20%. Then the rest are about 75%. Basically, you got to grab them by the neck and pull them into the situation, because they're putting themselves and the rest of us in danger by accepting crazy paradigms. And this is where the danger of media manipulation of the public comes in. The news from CNN and MSNBC and these big media companies trying to steer people in their attitudes by what they expose them to in big tech media. And that's why this needs to be taken care of, because it can literally turn the population into a bunch of digital lemmings. And that's very dangerous. We see that with the healthcare system. We have a sick healthcare system that people like Bernie Sanders, Claus, and Ocasio-Cortez, who, by the way, is a descendant from the original Spanish conquistador Cortez that came in and, you know, put down the number of Native peoples here in North America. Well, people should understand socialized medicine basically is a control freak system. You want a system where it's affordable and inexpensive, but you and the doctor are in control and not state licensing authorities with protocols, because medicine is an art based on science. If you take away the science and the art, you have nothing, except you have a control freak system toxically giving polypharmacy and inappropriate surgeries. Eventually, if you decide someone's too old, you not only give them a lethal injection, you put them in a nursing home and make sure they die. And it doesn't address the problem of what is aging. And if we actually attack the aging issue and even extend in the last 20 years someone's lifespan, 20 or 30 or 40 years, it's going to change the structure of society when the vast majority of people are approaching or older than 100 years old, have already paid off their homes, have an education, and if their health is good, they're back into sports or opening up businesses and doing other things like going back and getting further education. It's going to cause major shock to society if we call, I call the elderly, start to emerge, and that's what my goal is, to see the emergence of the elderly, because it will change society more than any other single thing, because as it says in the Bible, the greatest deficiency is not of bread or water, although it's the problem with starvation in some parts of the world, it's of wisdom. And wisdom is a prerequisite in the embodiment of elderly people, people who have had life experiences that you can't dispute. Like, my life experiences are not open to anybody's damned opinion. They're just mine, okay? And when I can explain those in excluded detail because I have a photographic memory, but anybody elderly who's actually gone through life has wisdom, like George Bernard Shaw said, wisdom is wasted on the elderly and youth is wasted on the young. What if we have both? We have the elderly, old people who actually have wisdom and can actually make more rational decisions. Like in the parliament in Georgia, so is the Soviet Union, they have 100 times more centenarians because they drink glacial milk with monoatomic minerals, fumic and fulvic acid, so there's 100 times more centenarians. A population here in America that increases from 1 in 3,500 to be 100 years old to say 1 in 35, like in Georgia, would dramatically change the structure of our society and improve the respect for the elderly, respect for their physical abilities as well as their mental abilities, and would change the structure of society dramatically. And that needs to happen. We have, of course, a population that believes in anthropogenic global warming, and if you actually challenge them on their logic, they have no logic. When they accept health care the way it is now, which is a form of toxic polypharmacy, inappropriate surgery, and not getting at the cause of problems, our geopolitical system is now tied up with activist groups and lobbyists rather than trying to find solutions to problems. It's inexpensive, empowers the people, and gives us the control rather than taking it to big government, big agencies, and big corporations like insurance carriers. When we come back, we'll talk about solutions in just a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Attention all shoppers, I like to do my what's called drudge visits, where I go and visit drudge to see what the world is looking at. And things like Elon Musk and Bill Gates is kind of saying what's likely to happen next, in terms of the world. The thing that's going to happen next is basically artificial intelligence. That's the next big thing. And now I just wanted to deviate for a moment, and I mentioned this when I was talking to a digital radiologist. Actually, was doing an analysis of my mouth with a laser to actually take an imprint of my teeth so they can build a 3D model to remodel my airway today. And the fact is, I talked about the fact that I've been working in mathematics and artificial intelligence for now almost 50 years. The fact is, there's a lot of smart people working on this project using what's called linear algorithms and so on, but the best way is to make a nonlinear system that can train itself. Now, what Bill Gates is saying, his biggest fear of what's coming next in this world, the biggest fear is actually what he's sort of, in a sense, sitting on. What Bill Gates and Microsoft have actually planned is that the next software program running your computers is not Windows 11, it's actually AI. So they want to have an artificially intelligent system, even if it's what we call simulated AI, to actually control your program. So you're going to have a cyber person inside your computer or eventually in your phone. And the problem is that these systems are getting so fast and so intelligent and access to so many databases, they're going to be smarter in some ways, at least informationally, than the average person. And that means that they're going to start, we're being, number one, dependent on them. Number two, we're going to actually be controlled by them. And the danger is things like skyways. In other words, not just regular highways where you pave them, and you have freeways like you're in California, but skyways where they have specific digital highways in the sky where drones will carry not only packages from Amazon, but also people coming and going to work or the theater. And, of course, it'll make the sky extremely noisy with all these vehicles, especially if they're drones, flying with, you know, winged systems and non-winged systems. The danger I see is that we have a world where the digital data overload on the average human being, the digital stress will cause an increase in suicide. It'll overload people's ability for their genes to even express themselves and be in total control, so even their thoughts may be hacked into by, you know, 5G network to the Peter's temporal bone or directly hacking into your cortex to affect your mind or your thought systems, like Crimson Mist. We talked about this previously with Deborah Tavares. So you have to understand, I'm not sure exactly where these people are going, but he's worried about the international development of the population explosion in Africa, poorest countries. That's not the biggest problem. Any advanced culture stabilizes their population after they reach high levels of culture. That's not the problem. It's also not carbon issues. These people that are pseudo-environmentalists like Bill Gates and others, like Al Gore and other idiots, don't understand the biggest problem right now is the release of methane hydrates from the Earth, because we're about to have a magnetic Earth change. I'm going to put a video out on this specifically. It was called Pole Shift. It's also tied that every so many centuries or millennia, it's tied also to a lithospheric disjunction where the crust of the Earth slides on the mantle. And the surge in methane hydrates is causing the surge in temperature and the fires all over the planet, aggravated by climate interference, by plasma in the upper atmospheres with thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum nanoparticles to turn the air into a plasma so you can create torsion fields to regulate jet streams and to regulate storm cells. And the climate control systems are the most advanced is America and secondly Russia and three other nations. So what people have to understand, geoclimatic warfare is actually the warfare of the future. Also, the warfare of the future is drones and autonomous killer robots. And a lot of the digital tech companies have actually sworn off that they're not going to contribute to this. But I can tell you that there's rogue nations already developing. Russia is developing digital technology to have battlefield robot warriors that can be operated remotely. We are doing it. The South Koreans are doing it. The Japanese. So if you think this is not happening, of course it is. At the same time, we're at this precipice where we could extend human lifespan and stabilize the ecosphere and provide not only education but a whole new economy for the world. We're at the danger of actually exterminating the human race, reducing human fertility and independent and thought and the ability of the human mind to expand beyond our current parochial view of religion and start looking at the universe. And once we start in contact with advanced beings from other worlds, we'll start realizing the populated nature of the universe and what our real role is to act as midwife for other civilizations as they transition to a higher level of understanding the nature of the universe and the creator God of the universe. So our current situation right now is like we're caught in a crib, but we're about to set the crib on fire. And I'm very concerned that people don't ask enough questions to actually proceed beyond that. Even these, some of these very so-called wealthy and intelligent people, he talks about this here. He says they're only prepared for the next global pandemic. He says the threat of the unknown pathogen, highly contagious, lethal, fast-moving, is real. Look, you can identify using quantum biophysics to identify a pathogen. You can hit it with harmonic frequencies to actually stop it, or even a pest in the field of crops. We have antipathogenics that I have right now, like our Nutrient Defense, Neutrodyne, Nutrisilver, and Alcimin, that kill all known military-grade pathogens as well as various viruses. The problem is there's no need for this fear at all. This is because he's not trained in this area. He relies on doctors or have limited levels of understanding of advanced bioweapon development or the technologies of actually how to stop it using scalar biophysics or advanced nutraceuticals, which are more powerful than drugs and not toxic. Antiviral drugs that they have right now, will, like ribavirin, will lower your hemoglobin up to a gram a day. Our Neutrodyne and our other antipathogenics won't do that at all. So the problem is society is being purposely kept in a state, just like our economy is kept in a state with a bubble economy to make sure that we don't have people accumulate wealth. That's why we still have, in a sense, inflation and other things which are an indirect tax, so people don't accumulate wealth over generations and become independently wealthy to be able to fund not only their own things but projects for the good of all humanity. And that's where I see things changing. When the population starts living, majority of the people are at or close to 100 years of age, which will happen this century. When we reach the point where we have, open up the technology like tokamak fusion reactors, when we have true, subservient artificial intelligence not trying to turn a cyber god on, which is what's going on here right now with Sriv Air Force Base and the Mark of the Beast system, which the globalists and bankers want to unleash this on the human race. And they want to do it through the tech companies and through the things like Facebook, Twitter, and social media, so they get total control of people, and if they can hack into human consciousness, believe me, the tyranny will be unbelievable. And they'll try to make it look attractive so you can actually take a brain interface, a helmet, and then go into a cyberspace to actually go in like a holodeck. Your kids can play Jumanji while being inside this holodeck system. This is evil to the nth level, and it should be prevented and stopped and banned. We also have to make sure we don't make autonomous systems where we call artificial intelligence sentient forms or simulated sentience that can literally start to control or even destroy human beings. We're very close to this. We have to understand we're not decades and centuries away. We're actually just years. And some of this technology is already available in classified areas, but they haven't yet manufactured to the level where it's an ever-present threat. But it's only a matter of years away, not decades. And so people should start to grasp that we need to ask better questions. That's what I say on the show all the time. We need to prey on things. We need to start realizing that we're a collective organism, whether we have different nations, because the nation states will still exist when Yeshua Jesus returns for his bride. We need to be aware of the fact that our current approach toward problem solving is inadequate. I was very pleased when I heard that Donald Trump decided he's going to proceed with unveiling all the FISA documents and the other information, so it's now declassified. This is hopefully going to put a stop to the rush by the Democrats to try to win the midterm elections, and if they can, they'll have 100 lawsuits against Trump, his family, and his corporations, and they'll try to turn back the tide and get total control, even though it'll destroy the economy, kill people, cause starvation, and put us in a geoclimatic and military position. We can't handle the things that are coming, like a Carrington event, a super plague, or military operations such as a coronal mass ejection from the sun, or a cyber attack against our power grid or air traffic controllers and waterworks. So we're not really prepared for anything, and we need to start becoming much more intelligent and realize we're in space chess right now, that our civilization is hanging in the balance. And that's why I'm going to be posting a much more videos over directly to realdonaldtrump.com and his website. I'm hoping eventually we'll have a true, we call Samuel Council for the president, because he is misadvised, inadequately giving options, and now he's finally listening to some of the things regarding North Korea and the FISA warrant. So hopefully Trump will be Trump. He'll defeat the powers of darkness this coming December. He'll eventually become a real-life Christian boy, as they say, instead of Trump Pinocchio. And we'll have a whole new world where, the North Koreans won't be having parasites in their guts. They'll have real food. They'll stabilize now after the third meeting with South Korea into a non-nuclear nation not threatening America and our allies in Asia. So it's very important what we're doing. We're connecting all the dots here. More than any other place on any other radio or TV station, we want your feedback and asking better questions. We'll be back in a few moments with John W. Spring and this major update. I'm going to turn it into a video and send it over to Donald Trump.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.